What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 16th of September. Hope you're well. I hope you've had a great day. I've had a great day, which is good, and that's all that counts. If you're new to the podcast, yes, it's me. It's Wayne. It's one take, Wayne. Basically, it's me reviewing the news in one take, unrehearsed, unprepared, and unplanned. So that is what you got to expect. If you think it's going to be good after all that, then stick around. It sounds like it's going to be shit, but all my other listeners, anybody else who's listened to it before, they come back, so they know what it's all about. Anyway, I'm going to take it behind the fourth wall, because it actually takes me about 50 takes just to get the fucking thing started. I always mess up the first line because it's a bit of a tongue twister. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday the 16th or whatever. I always get the date wrong, the title wrong, or the start wrong. Something, or the words back to front at the beginning. And I want to kick it off and just do it all in one go. But I can't start on a shit note. I can't start it on a shit note. So I have to keep going back and retaking the very first line. So yeah, so I'm not as flawless and as professionally a professional improviser as I would seem. I am, because I'm going to do it now. If you're new, you've not been here before, let's just see how you think in 15 minutes' time. Let's see what you think of me. Anyway, let's get started. Julian Assange. Julian Assange. I'm going to have to get a T-shirt saying "Free Assange," because it's a fucking travesty that he's still in prison. And he's facing 175 years in prison, which is a ridiculous number because, of course, he can't ever live to that amount. I love some of these American sentences where they give people 300 years. I mean, it's good for the fucking clout, because as soon as you hear that, 300 years, 500 years, 200 years or whatever, you know there's absolutely zero chance of you ever seeing fucking daylight on the outside of those walls ever again. And most people definitely deserve it. A lot of people 100% do not deserve it. And Julian Assange most certainly would be one of those because he's going to be in prison for exposing government crimes. And they're saying it's because he's leaking secrets of the government, which we all know is just basically a cover-up for government crimes. But the fact that we're letting him go through this process is just a fucking farce anyway. So we're just as fucking guilty if he ends up being sent over there. But, you know, if he gets put through all that, who else is ever going to expose people for doing these kind of things? So, free Assange, that's my... I'm going to get a scarf as well over my head. Maybe I'll sing a song, a free Assange. Frankie says free Assange. There's many different ways of doing it, but I think everybody should be in tune to it. And if ever any time any petition comes around, fucking sign it. Anyway, let's move on to the also. What was the other thing? Oh yeah, COVID. The new rules. COVID rules. Anybody doing the new COVID rules at the moment? And moaning about it. We're being told to grass on people. I'm not too happy about that. I mean, everybody's got to do their rule of six or whatever the thing is. But they're telling you to snoop on your neighbours and grass on your neighbours if you hear of anybody doing anything more than they should be doing and stuff. And it's just like turning us all into a nation of grasses and fucking super grasses and nosy parkers and curtain twitchers. Just fucking keep away. If you see people doing that, just keep away from them. Just let them do their thing and you do yours. Some people don't want to toe the line and that's up to them. But to fucking start ringing up from behind the curtain and going, oh, they're doing all that, and that's exactly what they're telling you to do, when the Tories I'm talking about, the fucking people who are setting the rules, are going grouse shooting. They're telling them the apparently one of Boris Johnson's donors and best mates owns two grouse shooting farms, and where people go on holiday to do it, and it's okay to go on these holidays and do it in groups of fucking more than six and whatever else. Why is it okay to do that? Why is it not okay to do that if you're a poor person's fucking endeavour? I don't know whatever the fuck that doesn't involve fucking shooting birds out the sky. But anyway, so people will flout it because it's bullshit anyway. But, you know, most people will tell the rules. You just keep to yours and don't grasp me up. I'm trying to set it up now because I'm having a party the weekend. I'm having a fucking party and I don't want my neighbours telling me off, so we'll get a £10,000 fine. I'm not having a party. It'd be a party for one if I am. It'd be a party for me and the 10 people in my head, the other 10 personalities that I flicked. So I am having a party, and does that class as more than 6 people? If it's based on multiple personalities disorder. I don't have that. I don't think I have that anyway. Maybe you can tell me. Do I have that? You're the one listening to me. Are you even there? I don't even know if you're... Maybe that is the problem. Maybe this podcast, it doesn't even exist. Does it exist? Am I talking to fucking space? Am I really am starting to question my mental health now? Since this lockdown has begun, I started doing this podcast. Well, I've been doing it a lot longer than that, but I'm wondering now if I'm actually doing it or if I'm just lying here in a cabbage state, just staring at the fucking TV, not knowing, and I'm hearing all this in my own head. Could be. That's what some of these mental illnesses do amount to. Schizophrenia and all that. They've got fucking, you know... It all goes on, but anyway, you know, in somebody's head, you hear them talking, you hear them conversating with each other, and like they're having an argument with themselves. So I'll tell you what, I've come close. But anyway, we're going to move on to, we're going to get off that because I'm not really having a party. All you grassies out there who are listening, who are thinking, yeah, I am going to fucking tell, I'm going to have the police knock on my door. Maybe I'm testing now, see. I know you ain't going to grass. Nobody who listens to my podcast is even bothered about that. We're party people, and we're new age people. We're not fucking toe the government line. We don't leave Julian Assange fucking rotting in a cell because it was the best thing ever. That WikiLeaks, he was coming out and just fucking turning the tables on everybody. Whistleblowers, you've seen whistleblowers left, right, and centre. They get like, you know, shat on. You do it in any company, any big company, corporate company, you become a whistleblower. They all fucking turn on you. They're all like, you can't do it because they all like, you know, there's so much money involved, you're likely to fucking disappear. So everybody has to do it. You see them on the TV, don't you? In any, whether it's like NHS or, I don't know, some big corporate banking firm or whatever, they have to hide behind, or like any government company. Anyway, let's move off that. It's boring as fuck. Greg's, speaking of dodgy companies, the spy company, spy agency, GCHQ, has opened an office above a Greg's. So then the fat spies are going to be going down and getting their, probably getting a discount for being above Greg's, even though it's the cheapest place in town. GCHQ. Well, there you go. If you were a terrorist and you was wondering where GCHQ are, they're just telling you, they're giving you the fucking address and everything there. I'm not going to put it out on this podcast, but surely they don't want people to know where people are opening spy agencies or spy offices. Isn't that part of the spy situation? Anyway, there you go. So if anybody's looking dodgy in a Greggs, then... And also, it's bad for the Greggs because they're probably going to the Greggs to blow the Greggs up to reach the fucking shop above. So I'd steer clear of that Greggs if I was you. But anyway, I've not been in Greggs for a while. Oh, did Greggs shut down forever? Were they doing? They can't be doing what's it called? Eat out to eat in. Well, they were doing an eat it. There's no way you can sit in some Greggs, but I'm sure they weren't doing eat it out to eat. Eat in to eat out, or whatever the fuck, to help out, should I say. It's only a pound of fucking a sausage roll anyway, isn't it? But they're always full. But anyway, I wonder if they're doing more vegan stuff yet. I tried them. They're nice, the vegan stuff, but it's full of fucking salt, so it's not something I'll repeat. This guy knows how to eat. This guy would eat the whole of the Greggs in one sitting, the whole lot, because he's a champion competitive eater. He's not even fat, he's quite skinny, so he's obviously a champion competitive shitter at the same time. He scoffed 8,000 calories in 18 pies and 7 portions of mash and liquor within 43 minutes. and he stays slim by competing in triathlons. That's got to be fucking your body up, isn't it? But he's at 18 pies, 7 pies. Imagine the fucking the toilet after that. They might as well have two competitions. One for the pie, the food eating, and then two for the like the biggest fucking turd off at the end to see who like lays the biggest pipe afterwards. That's a crazy thing, that, isn't it? Like the just scoffing food. Great. I mean, if you love food, it's great because you get to eat all the food for free, but they're having to do it so quick. You can't enjoy it. You're literally just fucking pummeling that into your mouth and just trying to swallow it without even like chewing it. You know, I saw a woman doing it with the hot dogs. She was pushing them in and swallowing them like, I tell you what, she wants to get into porn. The way she was fucking, she weren't even chewing them. A whole hot dog, she was just literally pushing them in and it was gone. Pushing them in, it was gone, and she did loads of them. I tell you what, she'd break a few fucking porn records with that. But maybe she's, you know, she's all about the hot dogs. She might be married. She might be a one-woman guy, but a fucking 100 hot dog woman at the same time. Not 100 one-woman guy. Yeah, one guy woman. Other way around. This guy, fuck, he's another world record breakout. I've put these in no order at all, but they're coming out. The universe is just working in my favour with this pile of news, ripped up newspapers I've got in front of me. This guy, I've pulled this out because I've carried a piano. I've carried a piano with four of us, and I remember I had to do it for a guy, and we moved it. We moved this piano, and like I scratched all his fucking lino because it was so heavy. No, that was it. He asked me to pick up a piano for him, and I was doing some deliveries. Pick this piano up and deliver it to him. I said, okay, I've got nobody to help me move the piano. Can you help me at that end? I've got somebody at this end, so I've got somebody to help me load it on. It's heavy as fuck. Piano's heavy as anything. Don't go near him. Anyway, at the other end, he had to help me do it at the other end. I told him how to do it, and he was shit at it, so he kept putting his down, and we scratched all his wooden floor and his lino because we had to take it all the way through his house. And I put it on some towels because he was so shit he couldn't lift it. We put it on some towels and then we took it through his house on the towels. I thought it was sliding on the towels. No, it scratched all his fucking parquet flooring and then all his lino. And he just like, they kicked me out of the house, didn't pay me. And like, we had a massive argument through the window and I was demanding my money. He was saying, I fucked his floor. He wants fucking thousands of pounds for his flooring. I was saying, it's because you couldn't lift the fucking piano, you stupid fucking lightweight. If the two of us had lifted it, it would have been fine. Anyway, let's move on to the guy who carried, this guy's carried a piano by himself up a mountain. So I can't get anywhere near that, I'm afraid. I couldn't even carry it in his, through this guy's kitchen and save my fee for delivering it 100 fucking miles. £400 he's took it, 1,000 foot, climbed the mountain with the piano strapped to his back, carried the £400 upright to the top of 1,000 foot. That's 1,000 foot. Is that, that's a kilometre. No, that's 1,000 metres. Oh, I thought he'd done a kilometre. It's 1,000 foot, but I'll tell you what, he's picked it up on his back and carried it up there. He deserved, I hope he had, did he have to carry it back down? He haven't said anything about taking it back down. It'd be harder back down. You'd have to go in reverse because otherwise the piano would throw you down the hill if you had it on your back. So good on him, he's raised money. If you want to give some money to that, I think that one's well worthy of a... That's better than eating fucking 18 pies, isn't it? Some of these Guinness World Records that people are doing are just shit. They're really shit. Some of them are like, you know, the world's counting tiddlywinks or something like that, something really crap. Doesn't take any like any exercise or any effort. That guy has carried a piano. What gave him that idea? I'll never know. I think he knew there's people like me who would go, that is great. That is like, you know, applaud. Well done, well done. Bravo, bravo. But most people have never lifted a piano, so they wouldn't know. Fucking one from another. They wouldn't know however it is. A housing estate is overrun by rats the size of cats that are terrifying the residents. That's fucking, I know, we said this before. The rats are feeding up on all the food that people are chucking out. And they're doubling in size because the food is all fucking GMO stuff. The food is in the meat that's been... The farms are pumping meat full of GMO or full of shit. to make them grow quicker. And then you're eating it, or you're not eating it, but you're chucking it out because you haven't ate it. All this stuff over the lockdown that people were overbuying food and then chucking it out because they weren't eating it. Then the rats are eating it. They're eating his food and they're doubling in size because it's doubled them and made them fucking swell up the same way. You'd get all big fat because of all the shit in the meat. That's my opinion anyway. So now we're getting cat-sized rats. They're going to fucking come and chew your feet off when they come in. They're going to come in through the cat flap. You want to lock your cat flap at night. But anyway, so the vile rodents are gnawing through the high-rise blocks. That sounds like a good film. The high-rise blocks of rats. Well, that I haven't sold it there, have I? A high-rise terror film with loads of rats running, chewing the lift. A couple of people are travelling in the lift, chewed through the lift. The lift flies, kills them. But maybe it'll land on a load of rats and get rid of a few of them at the same time. I'm going to have to write that one. I'll write that. It's going to be called Rat Infested Flats. The Rat Infested Flats. That sounds shit, doesn't it? I'll come up with a better title. Sarcastic people are more likely to suffer a heart attack. That's me fucked then. It might even happen on this podcast. That'll be entertainment at the very least. Even if you don't like the podcast, stick around because one day it might just happen. I'm that stressed all the time that... I'll be with Tommy Cooper. I'll be coming out with one of my fucking best jokes. All of a sudden, just as I finish the joke, I'll collapse. And then you'll all start laughing because you'll think that was hilarious. But it won't because I'll be dead and there's nobody here to help me. That's what happened to Tommy Cooper. But he did it in front of a whole audience and everyone was clapping. They thought it was great. But he didn't get up. But yes, yeah, so sarcastic people. I don't know why. I haven't read it. But... researchers say those who dish out nasty put-downs, like Malcolm Tucker off TV's The Thick of It, risk ill health. He's hilarious. He's like one of the best characters going. Malcolm Tucker, swearing, fucking sarcastic, cynic, with his tantrums. Brilliant. I tell you what, he's like somebody I aspire to be. But you're at a risk of dying from a heart attack within 2 years. Greater risk of dying from another heart attack within 2 years after having a heart attack. So you need to chill out. If you get a heart attack and you survive, chill out, cut the sarcasm and relax because it's going to come for you. Fuck it. Go out in style. Keep going. Just be you. That's you, unfortunately. And if you've got to have a heart attack and die, that's the way it's got to be. Otherwise, you just become bored. You're going to be bored of yourself, aren't you? Right. Chris Evans has said when his penis came out, Captain America's penis... He said it was good that everybody got to see his penis because now he's telling everybody to vote against Trump or to go out and vote against Trump. He's not said that specifically, I don't think, but that's his opinion, I think. So he's saying, now I've got your attention, get out and vote. So he's using his penis as a candidate for change. So that's good. I'm all for it. I might have to vote for his penis as well or use his penis. Draw Chris Evans' penis on the ballot paper. Hopefully that doesn't class as a faulty vote with the Captain America sign on it. You know, the way they used to write on the bums, just write like a signature. Chris Evans' penis. Save the day. How many followers he's got? I don't know how many followers he's got, but it's going to be coming up close now, isn't it? The American elections. It's got to be fucking Trump out, surely. But you'd be surprised. I'll tell you what, he's good at selling himself. Some people are buying it fucking hand over fist. McDonald's and somebody else is good at selling themselves. And they're also a big pile of shit. McDonald's food. And now they're selling a 3-foot chicken McNugget body pillow to snuggle up to. So you can get a chicken McNugget the size of you for you to hug while you're watching the TV or hug in bed. Are you that in love with McDonald's or are you that hooked onto McDonald's that you would like oil? Kick your partner out of the bed and have a big chicken McNugget to snuggle up to instead. You want to have a fucking long, hard chicken nugget. Look at yourself if that's the case. I'll tell you what, at the very least you could just get a Ronald McDonald like sex doll. Maybe you could have that next. You could shag the fucking chicken nugget. I was going to call it Kentucky nugget then. You can shag the chicken nugget, just put a hole in it, and you can give that one as well. You can give your Ronald McDonald sex doll a good shagging, and then you have a threesome with the chicken McNugget body pillow. Tell you what, that's another porn film. There's a porn film to come out. My idea again. I'm giving some people some fucking great ideas. I'm going to leave it there, I think. Have I got one more to do? A bus passenger who rode on the bus, COVID, he put a mask on. Well, he didn't have a mask, but he wore a snake instead, a live snake. He wrapped around his face, and he tried to use that as a snake skin, as a cover. And they kicked him off the bus, I think, because they said it wasn't allowed. It wasn't, didn't equate to a mask. But it's a face covering. It was just alive. It was covering his mouth and nose, wasn't it? But I guess it's ever changing, isn't it? I'm surprised they didn't fucking squeeze the fuck out and break his head in two. You know, and it just gets tighter and tighter. You might have thought it was funny at first, his pet snake. But you don't know whether they love you. They might have just thought, now's my chance. I fucking hate that bastard. I'm going to split his face in two. On the bus, in front of everybody else. And when he thought he was funny, treated me as a mask. I ain't no mask. I'm a snake. And I'm a strong snake. And I'm a dangerous snake, as they all are. Right, that's it. I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to leave it on one more thing. A pet tortoise has just reached 120. That's a pet that isn't going to cause you any harm. A pet tortoise, it would take him a long time if he did. If he started chewing on you, you'll have to be like paralysed or something for him to be allowed to just gobble you up in one go. But he's lived to 120, so outlived everybody who's ever owned him, I imagine. He's probably got new owners now, and they're probably like, you know, this guy, he's just going to outlive a pet tortoise. I would love to have a tortoise because I'm allergic to cat and dog fur. But a pet tortoise, I would like to have one. But I don't want anything that's going to outlive me. I would have to, what's it called? And I'd also have to get a fast tortoise. I might have to get one that's had GMO and it's been pumped full of the drugs that they're feeding the cattle and everything with. Maybe I'll just get one, or just feed it like cocaine or something. A tortoise on coke, so at least we can have like some kind of relationship. Otherwise, I'm just staring at it eating lettuce, and I. Right, anyway, I'm gonna leave it there before I fucking get myself tongue-tied anymore. Right, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.